The women don't play enough test matches, but we are playing an Ashes test match in Canberra, and it starts tomorrow. Just a reminder, try a deluxe iced coffee at McCafe today. And Ben has been good enough to join us. Ben, thanks so much for your time on the show.
No worries at all.
It's exciting times. Unfortunately, the rain in Adelaide basically spoiled the T20s, apart from the first one that Australia won. Very convincing. I guess the negative story that came out of that was the injury to Taylor Vlemmick. That must have just been so disappointing given the run of injuries she's already had.
Yeah, look, for her, I feel really, really bad. And yeah, the whole team was pretty gutted when we got the news that it was the same injury that she's worked so hard to come back from. And you know, it's in the exact same spot. So, you know, all that work, and I think it's the realisation of, you know, she's been through the rehab and she knows what she has to go through again to get back. So, you know, it's pretty hit her pretty hard and the team as well. But, you know, she's got the support of everybody and, you know, I know she's keen to do the work. So I'm sure she'll be back.
Just with the female cricketers compared to the male cricketers, particularly the fast bowlers, you know, for example, in AFLW, we do see a higher percentage of serious knee injuries, anterior cruciate ligament injuries with the females, and a lot of that's put down to the different mechanics of the body. What about with fast bowlers in cricket? Is there injuries that the women are more susceptible to than the men just because of their sort of genetic makeup?
Look, I don't think so. I think, in fact, you know, there's not as many sort of along the spine injuries as there are with the men, so we get away with that a little bit. I think Taylor's just unique. She's, you know, extremely flexible. She's runs in at a million miles an hour. She gives absolutely everything at the crease. So, you know, she's just an athlete that's a little bit different and still very young. And any of these sort of bone injuries, they're going to occur to younger people till those bones get a little bit stronger. So, you know, it's really disappointing for her. But, you know, I think with time that she'll be fine and, you know, she'll come back even better. But it's just something she's got to go through at the moment.
And as we said off the top, Ben, the women don't play enough test cricket. It's a rare thing at the moment. Hopefully that will change in the future. So in terms of preparing them for test cricket, where they're going to bowl, you know, longer spells and they're going to be, you know, bowling longer than they normally would, how does that change the preparation for a test match compared to how they would prepare for a T20 or a one-day match?
Yeah, look, we've tried to actually, I think in the past we have tried to, you know, we've treated it very, very differently. And I know as a team at the moment, and in preparing the girls, we're trying to talk about it as if it's like 2 one-day games and, you know, in terms of bowling loads. But something that hit me the last test, and I must admit that, you know, it was quite surprising. Stella Campbell walked off after an amazing spell and, you know, I walked up and congratulated her and said, you know, how brilliant it was. And she turned around and said, oh, it's the first time I've ever bowled 8 overs in a row.
Yeah.
And you think about growing up and someone to play test cricket and to do that, it is completely, you know, it's completely different. So, you know, it's a bit hard sometimes when they get criticised for, you know, maybe playing a draw or something like that. But these girls are, you know, learning how to play test cricket each and every day because it's a new experience. But they're all chomping at the bit to play tomorrow. So I think something special is going to happen this week.
You mentioned Stella there. She's been called into the squad. She had that amazing performance not long ago when she took 7 for 25. Just give us an insight into what sort of bowler and what sort of person Stella is.
In terms of bowling, she offers something quite unique. Like, she's very tall, so she gives that bounce that not a lot of the girls get, just basically because of her height. But in terms of her competitiveness, like, she's worked really, really hard. I've been lucky enough to work with her for a little bit of time back home with the Sydney Sixers and been able to see where she's come from. But, you know, to get 7 for the other day and put her hand up again for test selection, she played the last test and did amazingly well, so... Yeah, you know, it's got to be in her advantage too. That's the same wicket that she took those 7 wickets. So if she gets an opportunity, I'm sure she'll do really well.
We're talking to Ben Sawyer, fast bowling coach for the Australian women's cricket team. How's Beth Mooney going? We all thought, nah, she's not playing in this series after the fracture to the jaw in the net. But by the sound of it, she's pushing pretty hard to play.
Yeah, I must admit, it's amazing to me. I got in a little bit late because of COVID and I arrived after she'd actually been hit and I thought that was it. You know, it's like everybody else, it's probably the World Cup as well. And for the doc to say that, you know, she was even a chance of maybe getting on the weekend. So, you know, she's worked really, really hard and, you know, the poor thing has to, you know, puree her food at the moment, but she's pretty determined to get out there and training really hard. So again, I think if she gets selected and then puts her hand up, she'll do really well as well.
Do you think she'll make it to the line?
I think she's prepared and she's ready to go. So, yeah, I think she's put her hand up for selection. So, I'd be certain that she'll be there or thereabouts.
What are we expecting from the wicket up there at Marnikas? You mentioned before that there has been a lot of draws in women's test cricket. Sometimes the pitches haven't provided a lot, and obviously they're only four-day matches as well. What are you expecting in the deck for this one?
Yeah, it was nice to go down there yesterday and see the wicket when it was uncovered and it had a fair bit of grass on it. So, I think as opposed to the last couple of wickets that we played on that haven't had a whole lot of grass on the surface, we're going to get a little bit out of it. And again, the last game played here was that WNCL match where Stella did take seven wickets and went through the ACT. So I think there's going to be something in there for the quicks. And, you know, we've got, I think, the world's best fast bowling attack. So, you know, I'd be pretty confident that we've got the ability to take 20 wickets if the grass is left on and you know, we'll go really well.
You mentioned the attack there. It must be an exciting combination of fast bowlers that you're working with right now.
Yeah, look, I think we're really balanced. Like, you know, we spoke about Stirl with height and bounce, and you've got Talia and Elise that, you know, that work really hard and swing the ball, and Darcy Brown's bowling out swing at pace, and Megan Shoot swings the ball back in, and you know, we've sort of got every base covered, so you know, it makes it really enjoyable to work with. And also, you know, as a team, you know, we can select a side that matches the condition, so we've sort of got every base covered there.
How's Elise Perry going? Obviously left out of that T20 match, and there's been a lot of talk about her future in that form of the game. What's her sort of mindset been like off the back of that decision and then heading into this test match?
Look, I think personally she's been fantastic. She's pretty, you know, I think within herself she still thinks she's got something to offer in all formats of the game. So, I don't think anyone should be writing her off just yet. But, you know, especially in the next few months with test cricket and the rest of the one-day series here with the Ashes and then into the World Cup, I think she's going to play a huge role for the team, and I think we'll see the best of her.
We were talking before, you know, saying the women don't play that many test matches, and in one of your previous answers you said, you know, the girls are the women are still getting used to playing test cricket. So ideally, how many test matches would you like to see the women play, or is it something that has to build up quite slowly given their bodies aren't used to performing in that version of the game?
Yeah, look, I think they'd be prepared to play in terms of physically. That's my personal opinion. I think they could easily play it. I absolutely love this Ashes series. I love the fact that you get a test and then the T20s and one days and it's a point system. And for me personally, I think we could play this type of series against every nation. Mm. So I love this multi-format series, and I can't see why, the girls physically would easily be able to do this time and time again.
And for those that haven't seen much of the English team play, obviously the Aussies got the better of them in that one T20 match we've seen, but just give us an insight into how good this English team will be, particularly at this format of the game.
Yeah, I think they've got some great players. I love watching Catherine Brunt myself as a fast bowling coach, and I think she offers so much to the game, and you know, their captain, Heather Knight's outstanding. I was lucky enough last year to work a little bit in the 100 with Amy Jones over there, and her hands with the gloves, and she's a brilliant batter. So, look, they're a tough opposition. I think the other night showed that, you know, they posted a good score in the T20, and it took a really special innings from Talia to get us over the line there with Meg as well. So, they're not going to make it easy at all. They're quite a good side.
You mentioned the 100 there. You had that experience, as you say, with the Birmingham Phoenix. Obviously, it's been a huge success over in England, the 100. What was your experience like over there, and how did you see that competition?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. I thought just the way it was run was brilliant, especially in tough times with COVID. And it might have been a little bit that it was the English first sort of taste of a little bit of freedom. So the crowds really got behind it, and that made it really, really exciting. And I think you can see that, you know, some of the young girls, a lot of the Australian players couldn't make it because of COVID. So a lot of young English cricketers got a bit of an opportunity. And, you know, we saw Izzy Wong out here again, who was with us at the Birmingham Phoenix. And she got to then play in the WBBL along with Eve Jones. So a lot of those cricketers that, that maybe wouldn't have gotten a chance because of the international players going over, had their opportunity and they grabbed it. And you know, now they're playing WBBL and they're on the Ashes tour. So I think it was a great competition. Real excitement around it like there was at the start of the WBBL, and I think it'll just get bigger and better.
Are you back with Birmingham this year?
We'll see.
Nice straight bat there, Ben. Hey, thanks so much for your time. Let's hope that weather from Adelaide doesn't creep up to Canberra. There's a few showers around, but let's hope we get 4 days of great Ashes cricket. Thanks for your time this morning, Ben.
No worries at all. Thanks a lot.